And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 10th of July, 2010. The birthday of Marcel Proust, born in Auteuil, France in 1871, author of the enormous novel In Search of Lost Time, the novel which used to be called Remembrance of Things Past in English, but it's now called In Search of Lost Time, a more literal translation of A la recherche du temps perdu. Marcel Proust began work on the novel in 1909 after he took a bite of a French cookie, actually a little sponge cake, the now famous Madeleine, and he wrote about it in an early scene in the first volume. He wrote, "She sent out for one of those short, plump little cakes called Petite Madeleine, which look as though they had been molded in the fluted scallop of a pilgrim's shell. And soon, mechanically, weary after a dull day with the prospect of a depressing morrow, I raised to my lips a spoonful of the tea in which I had soaked a morsel of the cake. No sooner had the warm liquid and the crumbs with it touched my palate than a shudder ran through my whole body, and I stopped, intent upon the extraordinary changes that were taking place. An exquisite pleasure had invaded my senses, but individual, detached, with no suggestion of its origin. And at once the vicissitudes of life had become indifferent to me, its disasters innocuous, its brevity illusory. This new sensation having had on me the effect which love has of filling me with a precious essence, or rather this essence was not in me, it was myself. I had ceased now to feel mediocre, accidental, mortal. Whence could it have come to me, this all-powerful joy? I was conscious that it was connected with the taste of tea and cake, but that it infinitely transcended those savors, could not indeed be of the same nature as theirs. Whence did it come? What did it signify? How could I seize upon and define it?" Proust finished his book in 1922, the same year his friend James Joyce published Ulysses. And that same year, the two writers met up for dinner after the premiere of a work by their friend Igor Stravinsky. Picasso was there, too. James Joyce, exhausted, fell asleep at the table. Later that year, Proust died from pneumonia at the age of 51 while he was reworking a death scene that he had written before. Here's a poem for today by Walt Whitman, entitled Once I Passed Through a Populous City. Once I passed through a populous city, imprinting my brain for future use with its shows, architecture, customs, traditions. Yet now, of all that city, I remember only a woman I casually met there, who detained me for love of me. Day by day and night by night we were together. All else has long been forgotten by me. I remember, I say, only that woman who passionately clung to me. Again we wander, we love, we separate again. Again she holds me by the hand. I must not go. I see her close beside me, with silent lips, sad and tremulous. Walt Whitman's poem, Once I Passed Through a Populous City. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at PoetryFound. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.